Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is about Imam Ali alayhi salam and his virtues. As you know, today marks the anniversary of the Holy First Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam. And for this reason, on behalf of Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our esteemed listeners a hearty congratulations on this very happy and a very auspicious day. You know, the virtues of Imam Ali are so many that it's difficult to even, mention them in one sitting. And, you know, scores and scores of books and epistles have been written regarding this subject. Suffice us to mention a few hadiths here today from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the love of Imam Ali and his virtues. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Love for Ali consumes sins as fire consumes wood." And he also said, "When Allah secures the love for Ali in a believer's heart, whenever his foot slips, Allah will secure his foot on the Sirat, on the bridge outstretched over hell on the day of resurrection." And there's also a very famous hadith in which the Holy Prophet said the following to Imam Ali alayhi salam: "None will love you but a believer, and none will hate you but a hypocrite." Okay, these are some hadiths about the love of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now let's look at some hadiths regarding his virtues. Imam Ali's virtues are, there's a lot of virtues which have been narrated. One of these is Imam Ali's great amount of knowledge. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been narrated as having said, "I am the city of knowledge and Ali is its gate. Whoever wants the knowledge should approach it through its gate." This is a famous hadith. And it's also been narrated that Imam Ali himself said the following: after people had pledged allegiance to him as the caliph, he said, "O people, ask me before you lose me. Ask me, for I have the knowledge of the past and the future. By Allah, if I was set up to judge, I would certainly judge for the people of the Torah with their Torah itself." He then said, "Ask me before you lose me. By He who split the seed and originated man, were you to ask me about each and every verse of the Quran, I would inform you when the verse was revealed and the reason for its revelation." And he also said, "I am fused with a hidden knowledge, such that were I to disclose it, you would be shaking like ropes hanging from a bucket in a deep well." And finally, he said the following: "Verily, my example among you is as that of a lamp in the darkness. Whoever enters its vicinity is enlightened by it." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the words of the noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.
محمد وآل محمد.